Very few people know the ins and outs of the state legislature in Juneau, as well as APRN's Dave Donaldson. He was hired in 1991 to cover state politics for APRN and has now logged an impressive 22 legislative sessions. Donaldson arrived in Juneau from North Carolina, thinking he would only stay 1 year, but like many Alaskans, he fell in love with the state and Juneau almost instantly. He tells APRN's Lori Townsend he also had a great first impression of the legislature and state lawmakers.
These are people who, in such small districts, at the time it was like 10 or 12,000 people per House district, and they were, people knew them, they knew their constituents, and they were likable people. They were here because people voted for them to come here, because they liked them. It changed over the years. It became more of a, you know, I've got more money than you, and therefore I can do better ads, and I can, you know, present things in a certain way and have a spin doctor to control things. But the initial group of people were just generally likable people who wanted to take care of their communities. And I really appreciated that.
You came from North Carolina, where you covered the legislature there. How different were things in Juneau?
The difference here is that, first of all, Alaska's is so small. There were, you know, we're talking a couple of hundred people in North Carolina legislature. Here you're talking about 60. You're talking about a real firm structure, because there are that many people, they have to stay in line. They can't go out and have their own ideas, which might be opposed to their party leadership's way of doing something. It was really refreshing to see much more of an open individualist as a legislator here.
How have you seen the legislature change? Is it dramatically different than when you first started?
Yes, it is. It's very different. What we're seeing now is people who are from larger districts, first of all. Such small voter turnout. When you can see a committee chairman who was elected total with 600 people voting for him to put him there out of a district of 12,000, you kind of wonder as to, you know, what's going on here. What is going on that's wrong that people are not paying attention to all of this? I'm not seeing a direction towards actually solving an existing problem for the largest group of Alaskans. What I'm seeing is a let's get my project taken care of first approach to things. Let's do it my way. And we're seeing things that are not happening. And we're not seeing compromise. We're not seeing talk among legislators and among the legislators and the public. This last 2 years, this tax thing that the governor wants, there's so many things that they're not telling each other, that the governor's not listening to the legislature, the legislature is not wanting to tell anybody as to what their side of it is. It's uncomfortable. And to watch that sort of thing happen, and to realize that there's not going to be a solution that will be generally accepted by the public, whatever it happens to be, one of these little one-vote passages things, it's uncomfortable, and I don't really care about seeing that happen again.
Well, based on that comment, what direction do you see the legislature and state government moving into? Where are they going?
They're moving into little fragments over here and a few fragments over in that corner, and there's different directions, and I just don't see anybody that's actually looking at a big overall picture of what's best for the most number of Alaskans, the biggest number of Alaskans. Where it's going to go, I don't know. I see there's going to be more fragmentation, and I don't see anything positive coming from that.
Well, Dave, what's next? What are your plans going forward? Are you going to become that late-night jazz host or write a book or fish a lot? What's the plan?
Actually, I volunteered to be for public radio. I'm interested in promoting music and getting musicians a little better recognized. We're going to start here in Juneau, and the idea is that we're going to let people know who some of the musicians are. We're going to be using online. I'm not going to be in front of a microphone. This may be the last time I have to do that. I'm going to talk about, write about, promote, try to get musicians on stage, and then I want to go listen to them. And that's the reason for wanting to get it done. More music means there's more I can go hear.
And you won't have to get up early the next day.
So much even better, yes.
APRN's Dave Donaldson speaking with Lori Townsend. Today is Dave's last day on the job, and after more than two decades with APRN, he is retiring. We're going to miss you, Dave, so enjoy your next adventure.